Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're all having a lovely day. I am about to embark on a walk on what is purported to be an absolutely beautiful, or should I say beautiful, May afternoon. I haven't been out yet today because I'm still sort of recovering from this flu, and this morning I felt really achy and just lethargic, so... But now I've got to get out. I'm getting cabin fever. So, aches and pains notwithstanding, out I go. And I thought I would take you with me. And I'm actually using the app this time. I don't like to use the app very often. I prefer to use my Olympus. But the thing is, the mics on that thing are so blummin' sensitive that they pick up every little wind noise, so I'm hoping the iPhone's mic will be a little more forgiving in that sense. Oh, by the way, thank you very much to all those who commented and said kind words in hopes that I would get better soon. I really appreciate that. And in fact, Miss Sarah Hillis even called me today to see how I was doing, which is very kind of her and very unexpected, so... I was so happy to hear from her. Right, let's see if this weather is as nice as the fickle forecaster of fate is saying it is. Oh, and someone's doing laundry. You can probably hear the washing machine. I have to head out through the laundry room on my way to the back door. Gosh, you know, it would be wonderful to get binaural mics that would work with the iPhone. I wonder if such a thing exists. Oh my, it is gorgeous out here.
There's a hose stretch out.
Oh, thank you. Great, thanks for letting me know. I appreciate that. Got it. Okay. Oh, thanks. Thank you. Sure, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Just keep your hand.
Sure.
Slow secret, eh? How's everything going?
Not bad, thanks. How are you?
You all dressed up?
Yep.
I think you're okay.
Awesome, thank you.
Keep your feet on the grass.
Okay.
For another, until you hit the, for another 20 feet.
Thank you.
15 feet.
I'll come in.
The garden and start swerving in.
I'll come in from the front then when I come back because that way I won't have to. Oh, okay. Alrighty, thank you. Yep. Awesome, thank you. You too. That was my landlord. He's got his trailer parked in the driveway. He must be doing something. Picking up some rubbish or something. Oh my gosh, it is divine out here. Makes me wonder why the heck I didn't come out earlier. And it is windy, so yeah, I'm glad I brought the iPhone rather than the Olympus. Oh, wow. Tomorrow is supposed to be even nicer, a few degrees higher. I might actually have to get out my summer outfit to wear to church. I'm walking kind of slowly because as of yet I'm still not feeling the greatest, but at least I'm out. I'm perambulating. I'm getting some exercise. And from the sound of it, I am not the only one. There are lots of people taking the air. Somebody just walked by me and burped. I have no idea if the mic picked that up or not, but I'll have to listen when I get home. I shouldn't find that funny, but I do. I admit, part of me is rather childish. Part of me never grew up. It's true. one would generally never know it, given the sober way in which I usually conduct myself, but this, I'm afraid part of me will always remain a child. I might have to lug out the lawn chair and see if there's some place I can set it up. My, that sun feels good. I do notice, you know, that my depression tends to worsen in the winter time, and I wonder if it's because I'm not getting enough light. Even though I can't see light, maybe I'm still affected by the amount of light that I get. Anyway, sorry folks, this is probably not very interesting. I just thought it would be fun to, take my phone along with me and record my environs as I meander along my merry way. Oh, but seriously, we could not have asked for a better weekend. I'm really hoping that my mum is, well, and my dad, are outside at home enjoying their beautiful garden. Sitting out on their nice deck. I can just picture them. Hopefully they've got the comfy lawn chairs out. And I'm imagining the cat on one of their laps, probably my mum's, because she just loves my mother. It's really funny, it's ironic, because my mum used to hate cats with a mighty passion. I don't know why. But she did. And now she's got this cat that's absolutely attached to her. And my mother herself would be very sad if anything ever happened to this cat. Both my parents' cats actually absolutely loved my mother. More than anyone else. Funny how that is. My mom was adamant that she was never going to have a cat, but my father softened her heart. Well, I mean, he gave her no choice. The first cat they got, he just brought home one day from the barn, because the poor thing had been dropped off at his barn and by some irresponsible former owner. And my dad just brought him in and said, well, he's staying. He was just a little kitten. He was so cute. I missed that cat. He was adorable. Very friendly. It was funny to watch him play in the bathroom because he would stand on the counter and whenever my mom turned on the water in the sink, he would try to fight the water with his paws. He had quite the personality, that cat. Oh. Ooh, I actually think I dressed too warmly. I'm feeling the heat.